ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி பர்சீவ் தி ப்ராஸ்பெரிட்டி ஆஃப் அ சிட்டி அஸ் போர்ட்ரேட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் புறநானூறு 352 பென் பை த போய்ட் பரணர். The verse is situated in the category of Kanji Thinai or defense and wonders about the precarious situation at hand. தேயம் கொண்ட வெண்மண்டையான் வீங்குமுலை கரக்குந்து அவள் வகுத்த பசுங்குடையான் புதல் முல்லை பூப்பறிக்குந்து ஆம்பல் வள்ளி தொடிக்கை மகளிர் குன்று ஏறி புனல் பாயின் புறவாயால் புனல் வரையுந்து நொடை நரவின் மாவன் தித்தன் வெண்ணல் வேலி உரந்தை எண்ண உரைசால் நன்கலம் கொடுப்பவும் கொலாயன தந்த நாகு இளவேங்கையின் கதிர்த்து ஒளி திகழும் நுண்பல் சுனங்கின் மாக்கன் மலர்ந்த முளையில் தன்னையும் சிறுகோள் உளையும் புறவியொடு யாரே. A verse with many lost lines but clearly situated in the theme of a marriage refusal. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Pouring nectar in a white vessel, the swelling udders milk. In a neatly woven palm basket shaped like a bowl, while jasmines from the bush are plucked and placed. Wearing water lily winds as bangles, maiden climb on a mound and then jump into the stream, making the water gush through the sluice. With copious toddy, akin to famous Urandai, fenced by white paddy fields ruled by the great and generous Thithan, even if wealth is given, he doesn't accept. Akin to the flower clusters of the young Vengai tree, radiantly shines the newly sprouted many minute palace spots on her bosom with a black center. As for her brother, wielding a small stick, hastening her horse, who is there? Let's delve into the words found. The poet talks about the act of adding honey to a white bowl and then connects it with the huge udders of a cow, with a few words missing thereafter but ending with a note on milking. This possibly talks about the practice of getting milk from a cow directly into a bowl already filled with honey so as to offer it to the children of the household. Looks like there's no need of boiling the milk and so on, and it's a case of hot from the udders. Next, from that white bowl, the poet moves on to rounded palm baskets in which jasmines are being collected from the bush. Perhaps it's young girls doing these tasks, for next we see them climbing onto a mound and jumping into the tank, making the water rush out of the sluice. With further descriptions which are missing, the poet connects these scenes to the city of Urandai, ruled by a king known for his generosity by the name Thithan. To further extol its wealth, the city is described as flowing with toddy and fenced with fields of paddy, implying there's plenty to drink and eat in this city. After that vivid video on the city of Urandai, the poet connects it to the wealth that's being offered for the sake of claiming a maiden's hand, saying even if wealth as much as that of Urandai is given, the father of that maiden accepts that not. All this is while the maiden has attained the age of maturity, with her breasts appearing with palace spots like the flower clusters of the Indian kino tree. If that's her beautiful state, her brothers are in a belligerent state, wanting to wage wars with their speeding horses. The poet concludes with a line which ends with the word who, and we can understand that he means who would be the one who could marry this maiden given this situation. In this verse, we take a walk through another picturesque Sangam city and listen on to the tale of the troublesome beauty of a maiden. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.